我们今天读第72页，这本书呢一共是200页，所以我们已经读了超过三分之一了。大家加油哦！我们来看第16个谎言：I'm not fully responsible for my actions and reactions。我对我的行为、我的反应不需要承担全部的责任。Anna Russell's psychiatric folk song expresses our natural tendency to blame others for our behavior. 安娜·罗素的精神病之歌呢，就非常好地表现了我们天生就喜欢把我们的行为责任推卸到别人身上。这首歌是这样说的 ：At three, I had a feeling of ambivalence toward my brothers. 我在3岁的时候就看我弟弟不爽了。And so, it follows naturally, I poisoned all my lovers. 然后接着呢，自然而然的，我就毒杀了我所有的情人。But I am happy. 但是呢，我非常的快乐。Now I've learned a lesson this has taught, that everything I do that's wrong is someone else's fault. 现在呢，我就学会到一个功课，就是我所做的任何的一件不好的事情都是别人的错误导致的。If we go back to the Garden of Eden, it becomes apparent that this is one of the oldest forms of deception. 当我们回到伊甸园的时候呢，我们就会发现很明显的，这就是世界上最古老的一种欺骗的方式，一种自欺欺人的方式。After Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, God came to hold them accountable for what they had done. 当亚当和夏娃吃了那个禁果以后，上帝就来找他们问责了。This is a recurring theme throughout the scripture. We will give account to God for every deed we have done. 而这个呢，也是整本圣经所要重复的告诉我们的一件事情。就是我们所做的每一件事情都要在上帝面前交账的。Notice that God did not approach them as a family unit. He didn't ask, "What have you done?" 我们要注意到一点，就是当上帝去找他们的时候，不是以家庭单位来去问他们的。上帝没有说你们俩做了什么事儿啊。Neither did he ask Adam and Eve.To explain each other's behavior. 同时啊，上帝也没有去问亚当和夏娃，让他们去解释对方为什么要这样做。He didn't ask Adam, what did Eve do? 上帝没有问亚当，你老婆夏娃做了什么。Nor did he ask Eve, what did your husband do? 上帝也没有去问夏娃，你丈夫做了什么。He approached,First Adam, then Eve, and ask each other individually, "What have you done?" 上帝是先找到了亚当，然后又找到了夏娃。他是一对一的去问他们每一个人，你做了什么？ God's question to Adam was pointed and specific. Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you?Not to eat from. 上帝问亚当的时候是非常直接，而且是非常具体的。他指出来说，你有没有去吃那个我不让你吃的果子？ Likewise, God asked Eve, "What is this you have done?" 同样呢，上帝也去问夏娃，你做了什么？ God.Was asking for a simple admission of the truth. 上帝只是简单的想要让他们去承认他们所做的事情的这样一个事实。As the account unfolds, we see that Adam and Eve both choose to play the blame game rather than take personal responsibility for their actions.当这个故事继续展开的时候，我们发现亚当和夏娃他们两个人都去选择了去推卸责任，而没有去自己为自己的行为负责。 Have you eaten from the tree? God inquired of Adam. Adam's answer, the woman you put there with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. 上帝问亚当，你是不是吃了那棵树上的果子呢？然后亚当就回答，是你所给我的那个女人，她给了我这个果子，然后我才吃的。Eve, what have you done? Answer, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. 然后当上帝去问夏娃，夏娃，你做了什么事儿呀？然后夏娃的回答就是，那个蛇引诱我，我才吃的。In both cases, their response was accurate. Eve was the woman God had given to Adam, and she had given the fruit to her husband. 在他们两个的答案中呢，其实他们的回答也是真实的。夏娃的确是上帝给亚当的，而且的确是夏娃把那个果子递给了她的丈夫。The serpent had, in fact, deceived Eve. 也的确是那个蛇引诱了夏娃。However, by shifting the blame to another, Adam and Eve were tempting to diminish their own responsibility in the matter. 然而，当他们两个人，亚当和夏娃，选择去把责任推卸给对方的时候，那其实就是他们两个在尝试去减少自己对自己的行为所该负的责任。God was not asking them what someone else had done to make them sin. 上帝并没有问他们别人做了什么事儿导致你的罪。He was asking them to take responsibility for their own behavior. 上帝是想让他们两个去承认他们自己在这个行为中所应该承担的责任。Regardless of what had influenced them to make that choice, it was still their choice. 其实不管是什么东西、什么人去影响他们做了这个决定，最终做决定的这个人就是你自己。Adam and Eve may have been the first, but they certainly weren't the last in what has become a long broken line of blame shifters. 亚当和夏娃可能是世界上第一个会推卸责任的人，但是他们绝对不是这个世界上最后一个推卸责任的人。因为在他们之后有一长串的这样的家谱，世界上所有的人都在坚持推卸责任。The game that began in the garden is one we have all played. In fact, we are naturally experts at it, as illustrated by these testimonies. 亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里所玩的这个推卸责任的手段呢，其实我们每一个人都玩过。事实上，我们天生就是一个善于推卸责任的人，就像是下面这些见证所分享的那样。下面是几个见证。By constantly blaming others, blaming circumstances, and blaming God, I found myself totally irresponsible for my life, my sins, my choices, and then I was trapped and felt helpless and out of control.因为我经常的去怪罪别人，怪罪我周围的环境，怪罪上帝，我就发现我简直就是没有对我自己的人生去承担一点责任，也没有为我自己的罪，为我自己的选择去承担责任。最终呢，我就被陷入到这样的一个境地，我觉得非常的无助，而且我觉得我失控了。第二个见证说，I used to believe I was easily depressed due to being a victim. 我以前觉得我非常容易陷入到抑郁，因为我就是一个受害者。I felt like being depressed was not my fault. 我觉得我抑郁不是我自己的问题，不是我的错。When I began to realize that the depression was caused by my choice to be angry,I began to take responsibility for my sin and found freedom. 当我意识到抑郁 我自己的这个抑郁是因为我选择了对所有的事情都生气发怒，然后我就开始为我这个行为去承担我的责任，为我的罪去承担责任，然后我就得到了自由的解脱。 I had an ungodly relationship with a male coworker. 我和我的男同事有一个不蒙神喜悦的关系。 I relied on him for emotional support and affection because my husband was keeping secrets from me. 我就依靠我的这个男同事来给我情感上的支持以及给我爱意，因为我的丈夫是跟我之间有一个距离的，他总是对我藏着一些小秘密。 Using pornography and not being there for me. 同时啊，我的丈夫还看黄色的影片，并且他在我需要他的时候他也不在场。 In my eyes, my husband's behavior had pushed me into this relationship. 在我的眼睛里，就是因为我丈夫的行为导致我和我的男同事进入到这样一个不属神喜悦的关系。I was giving myself a reason and an excuse that it was not as bad as what he was doing. 我就给自己找一个理由，我就觉得说我的这个行为没有我丈夫的那个行为那么差，这就是我的借口。 When we are angry, depressed, bitter, annoyed, impatient, or fearful, our natural response is to shift at least some of the responsibility onto the people orcircumstances that made us that way. 每当我们生气、抑郁，我们苦读，我们烦恼，我们没有耐心，我们感觉惧怕，我们一个很自然的反应就是至少要将一部分的责任归咎于别人或者是我们的环境，因为就是他们才导致了我们这个样子。 I have listened to perhaps hundreds of women tell meabout their broken marriage. 我是听了一百多位女性跟我讲她们的婚姻破碎的故事。Invariably, they describe their ex-mate's offenses that destroyed the marriage. 几乎是一成不变的，这些女性都向我描述了她们之前的配偶的种种导致了她们的婚姻破碎。Offhand, I cannot recallA single instance in which a woman said, I contributed to the broken up of my marriage through my wrong attitudes and responses, or I was wrong to divorce my husband. 然后呢，我手上找不到任何一个例子，有哪位女性跟我说，是我的原因导致了我们的婚姻破碎，是因为我的态度不好，是我的责任。我跟我丈夫离婚是我的错，没有一个人这样说。 Countless women have explained to me the circumstances that caused their indebtedness, their eating disorder, their immorality, or their estranged relationship with their parents. 无数的女性向我解释说，是因为她们的环境导致了她们陷入债务啊，有饮食的混乱呢，他们对婚姻不忠啊，或者说他们和父母之间的关系破碎。 Only really do I hear women take personal responsibility for their own choices that have created these issues in their lives. 我很少听到有女性说他们生活中的这些问题是因为他们自己的选择，是他们自己应该承担的。I will never forget the day a middle-aged woman came to the platform to give a testimony during one of our women's revival conferences. 我永远都不会忘记，有一天呢，一个中年的女性来到我们的平台，在我们的一次女性的聚会中呢，给了一个这样的见证。She introduced herself by saying that she had been a therapist for 22 years.他自我介绍说，他作为一个心理咨询师有22个年头了。Her next words were to the point and deeply penetrating. 他接下来的话语呢，就非常深刻的去扎我们的心。Brokenly, she said, I want to repent before you, my God, and before you, my sisters, for leading you astray and for telling you lies, for not saying you are solely and personally responsible for your own behavior, no matter what anyone else does. I'm sorry. 他呢就撕心裂肺地说，上帝啊，我要在你的面前悔改，姐妹们，我要在你们的面前承认我的过错。在过去的职业生涯中，我跟你们说谎了，我把你们引入歧途了，因为我没有告诉你们，你们的行为就是你个人应当承担的责任，不是别人的责任。无论别人做什么，你都应该为你的行为承担责任。我为此向大家道歉。The enemy tells us that if we accept full responsibility for our own choices, we will be plagued with unnecessary guilt. 我们的敌人魔鬼撒旦告诉我们说，如果我们为我们的行为负全部的责任的话，那么我们就会陷入到不必要的自责中。这就是魔鬼给我们的谎言。The truth is that only by accepting full responsibility for our actions and attitudes can we ever be fully free from guilt. 而圣经告诉我们的真理是，只有当我们完全的去接纳和承担我们对我们的行为和我们的态度的这个责任的时候，我们才可以真正的完全的从我们的罪恶感中得自由。因为当我们完全的去接纳我们是一个罪人的时候，我们才能够得到完全的赦免呀，对吧？那有一个作家是这样说的， Sin is the best news there is, the best news there would be in our predicament. 在我们的困境中，罪是我们能得到的，也是我们即将要面对的最好的消息。Because with sin, there is a way out. There is possibility for repentance. 因为当你看到你的罪的时候，你就能找到出路，因为你就有可能从中悔改。You can't repent of confusion or psychological flaws inflicted by your parents. You are stuck with them. 因为你没有办法去从你父母所遗传给你的这些心理的呀，或者是生活行为上的这些瑕疵中去悔改过来。因为这个是你遗传下来的罪行，是你改不了的。But you can repent of sin. 但是你可以为你的罪悔改。Sin and repentance are the only grounds for hope and joy. 认罪和悔改是你得到希望和喜乐的一个基础。